Good morning. It is Monday. Welcome to a new week on the Home of Sport SEN. It is breakfast with Vossie and the Missile. James Magnuson just in the house, just getting last minute preparations done out of his trailer, getting the nails done, the hair done. He'll be with us in just a moment. But how are you feeling? Well, how are you feeling? The Socceroos, wow, what could have been, maybe, almost, what a weekend. I tell you what, it was great viewing. Gee, you were up and down out of your lounge chair the whole morning, or if you're at a live site, it was so exciting, and you just couldn't get that extra goal. Look, we are here broadcasting on the Home of Sport through 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney, 8:01 a.m. Central Coast, 15:75 a.m. Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, 13:23 a.m. Canberra, and across Queensland for the first hour at the very least, with Patton Hills on board from 6 a.m. Queensland time. 6:93 a.m. Brisbane, 16:20 a.m. Gold Coast at the SEN Track Network. We'll actually have Ian Healy on the program a little later on this morning, reviewing the first test, Australia and the West Indies. Hello to all our listeners on the SEN app. That has had an absolute workout, the SEN app, and so it should. You're listening to all the Football World Cup, all of the Test cricket. Great coverage of both big events. Right here on SEN, so great to have your company. And those listening belatedly via the podcast, thank you for your support throughout the year 2022 and all the downloads and the minutes you've listened to this particular program. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. Also, John Aloisi coming up on the program later this morning. Western United coach, Socceroos legend, member of the 06 World Cup squad. So we'll get his expert analysis of what happened yesterday. Michelle Bishop with sports updates from 6:45. This is going to be some sort of show today. James Magnuson, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. I see voice is a little husky. I was hoping it would be a little more Sean Connery and a little less teenage boy with his voice breaking.
No, but, Sean Connery. I must say, not monkeypox, no, all clear on that.
No, yeah, I think...
spicy cough.
I think it's just a big silly season. It's that time of year, a few late nights, a few early mornings down there at Tribe. Obviously, you and I were up at 4:30 last weekend to get down to Bondi for the nude photo shoot for skin cancer. So it's good to see you in clothes this morning, Vossie. It's a nice change.
Been a while since we chatted. Good to have your company. The Socceroos, man. Just if you just relive, can we just replay a few moments? And love to hear our listeners' thoughts on it and how you reacted and jumping up and down. And did you think, oh, man, goal right at the finish. What if he just kicked it just a little higher towards the right corner, 18 years of age, comes on, super sub, bang, into penalty shootout. Andrew Redmayne comes out, suddenly saves an Argentina out. That was my dream. I saw a flash of it. It was like it was taken away.
Did you find your young fella got around the soccer more as a result of this World Cup?
Don't worry about this. Don't worry about my young fella. What about my wife, Simone? She was there watching. She was screaming. Go! She got a little confused at one point. There's a ball pushed out at the corner, and she thought Argentina was going to score. And I said, no. And she said, oh, silly me. It's not rugby league, is it? He got the ball out in the corner with no one in front of him. I said, no. You got to shoot it at the net. She just lost her way there for a little bit. So attuned is she to watching rugby league. Look, let's get onto the good points. Let's just rev ourselves up in the morning. The goal we did score against Argentina, and I really do think 2-1 loss to Argentina in round of 16 is one of the more extraordinary sporting results by an Australian team all time. That's where I rank it, but I obviously will be open to debate this morning, yourself included. But... The Goodwin goal, that had us absolutely think, oh, maybe we're a chance. Here it was on SEN.
Scooped up the left sideline, clipped away by Molina. Back into midfield for Moy. Bajic bursts past Molina. Good turn of foot there from Aziz Bajic. Looks up, gets a cross in. Clearance not... a slight deflection, and it's a goal for Australia. Craig Goodwin has scored from a long way out. Heavy deflection, completely wrong-footed. Emiliano Martinez... Enzo Fernandez, the midfielder, is the culprit. And Australia have a goal in this round of 16 clash. And there is just under 15 minutes to go.
Yeah, just under 15 to go. All of our updates, of course, for the World Cup, thanks to Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. They did actually give it as an own goal, though, I think, officially, on the score sheet. So Craig Goodwin is not credited with that goal in the World Cup. But it was still a moment, James. It was still a moment. Did you see moments? I mean, where do you put it? I mean, you've competed on the world stage. You are the elite athlete here. On the SEN network, you've been part of an individual sport, but you've competed in relays and what have you. What you saw from the Socceroos as a team and the fight, where do you rank it?
Pretty highly. Certainly number one as far as soccer or football goes. I think this just outdoes our 2006 effort, just purely based off the stock that we had. We don't have anywhere near the lineup that we did back in 2006. So I was super impressed. And that goal, I just dared to dream after that goal. And the momentum switched. Everything was in our favour. It made the loss a little tougher to take. If it had just been 2-0 and we didn't get that goal, you go, yeah, we're fairly beaten. But I dared to dream, Vossi. I was up out of the chair. One thing I did find out is there's a hell of a lot of Argentinians in Bondi.
Oh, is that right?
The suburb was buzzing every time Argentina got a goal. I thought they must have been on a delay or something and something happened for Australia. And suddenly I realised I'm surrounded by Argentinians in Bondi.
Yeah, look, well, that's nice to know, I suppose. And so they, your team, you now hopped on the Argentina bus as a result that you realise that your neighbours know.
Not after they beat us. No, I'm off them. No.
By the way, England and Senegal is underway. No score through 9.5 minutes. And France through to the quarterfinals after their win over Poland this morning, 3-1. So far we have Netherlands playing Argentina in the quarterfinals and France to play the winner of England and Senegal. At 2 a.m. tomorrow, Japan and Croatia. The 6 a.m. game tomorrow is Brazil and South Korea. And then Wednesday morning, we're talking Morocco, Spain and Portugal, Switzerland. And that all will determine the top eight. But
Who's your team now, Vossi? What bandwagon?
On A team?
Oh, yeah. Look like Morocco, maybe.
The Moroccan bus. Will I hop on the Moroccan bus? I might go with the Dutch. Maybe I'll go with the Netherlands.
The Dutch.
I'll go with the Dutch. I'll get the clogs out. We'll get the clogs out. Hashtag put your clogs out. Have your say. Where do you rank it? What you've watched there, think of, and I want to put this the nicest possible way, think of great Australian defeats. Is there any other way to put it? Great Australian defeats, great efforts where Australia has lost. Come up with some examples and put what happened against Argentina into the picture. Let us know. 1-300-01-1170. You can text 0457 736 736. Great Australian defeats. And have your say. If you want to wax lyrical about the Socceroos, they are due back into Australia tonight, both in Sydney and Melbourne, flights coming in. The Socceroos, just for the record, James, a little bit of a stock take, have only ever won 4 matches at a FIFA World Cup in 6 finals appearances, including 2 at this tournament. Football Australia says it will now undertake a review into the 2.5-year campaign as it commences preparations for the next 4-year cycle and will sit down with Graham Arnold once he returns to Australia after a, quote, well-deserved break. So, you know, and other, you know, highlights out of the World Cup, the 2 victories, the win against Tunisia, the first tournament, the 1-0 scoreline, the first clean sheet. They ended up with 2 at the tournament. So, real fight and you know, a highlight for a lifetime for the players that competed. And let's hope there's a few of them that get another crack.
I think we started that review for Football Australia right here on The Breakfast Show. It starts at grassroots. We need to reduce the cost of entry to the sport of soccer. The other thing I was wondering when I was watching this game the other night, so we don't really have any big names in that Australian team. How many EPL teams or Spanish teams or Italian teams would have been watching that Australian 11 the other night thinking there's something there. I think there might be a few big contracts coming off the back of this World Cup for some Australian players.
Well, it's pretty incredible with young Quoll because he now goes off to Newcastle. So he has not started a game at the elite level. That hasn't started. He's up against, on the same pitch as Lionel Messi, is a kid, 18, who has not started a game at elite level and almost pulls off a goal that could have got 2-2. As I said, my flash, my dream. Andrew Redmayne comes out, Gray Wiggle saves the ball and we go through. Anyway, I'll move on eventually. Maybe not today, I won't be able to move on. But Gold now goes off to Newcastle in the EPL and I'm hopping on the Newcastle bus. So I'm going to follow his progress. But Suter, you know, at Stoke, his stocks must have risen enormously. Yeah, he was coming off a knee reconstruction, James. You know, he's only now played, what, 5 games since total knee reconstruction. His performance was dynamic, was fantastic. And right at the end yesterday, Graham Arnold pushed him up front. We were playing 5 up front. He could have been a hero, but he probably lays claims to being a hero just on what was achieved over the couple of weeks.
It's a really interesting almost scouting mission for clubs, isn't it? It's probably something that we don't quite have in rugby league because we don't have the same world game. But you'd imagine there'd be scouts from every team there. And yes, Suter's the first one that came to mind for me. If he's not centre back at a big club in the EPL or Spain after this, I'd be shocked.
Big man. Are you taller than him or is he taller than you?
He's 6'8". I'm 6'5". That's huge.
He's gotcha.
Huge.
All right, so nil all England, Senegal, 14 minutes in. Have your say on the Socceroos. If you want to wax lyrical, your best moment for the Socceroos, how you enjoyed the match. Did you introduce new fans? I mean, we all became football experts, didn't we? As the Socceroos went through to the round of 16 and watching yesterday, we all had advice for Graham Arnold. We all had advice for every player, just about. And all our updates, thanks to Kraken, like a leading keeper. With Kraken, your crypto is in good hands. Kraken.com. Now, onto the Test cricket. Australia going one up in the series, and it's on again Thursday afternoon in Adelaide, the pink ball Test. But victory over the West Indies, it was competitive, far more competitive than a lot of people thought it was going to be. Here is Jared Waitley calling the final ball on SEN as Australia went 1-0 up.
Great innings, West Indies.
And then the very next ball, Greg Brathwaite has brought the field in. It's impossible. So Nathan Lyon with a chance to finish it. Kemar Roach is injured. He's there. Yeah. He's beaten. He's bowled. Nathan Lyon goes straight through. He takes 6 and Australia wins the test in Perth. They keep their perfect record intact at this ground and they claim the Frank Worrell Trophy. The margin of victory is 164 runs. Defied and defied by the West Indies, but at the end, broken.
So, did the Test cricket float your boat, James? I mean, there's some pretty big moments in it. I mean, Manus Labuschagne, double, ton and century. Nathan Lyon, 6 wicket second innings. Steve Smith, the 200. And as I said, some fight from the West Indies, which was good to see.
Yeah, I think the thing I liked about the match being over in Perth is it's a little bit of a day-nighter for us here on the East Coast. So I sort of had it as, you know, it's the background music or background event in the house over that
Enormous
5 days.
Enormous rap.
Yeah. But with all the soccer going on and everything else, it took a backseat.
Well, Pat Cummins now has this quad strain. Mm. Says it's a small strain, short turnaround. Would they risk him? Is it his call? James, would it be his call or not? Do you think others would say, no, Pat, I know you're the captain. Rest easy, old chap.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he risked himself. I think there's bigger things to come this summer for the cricket team, so I reckon he'll kick the feet up for the next test.
All right, well, here's another talkback topic for you. In light of yesterday, I was actually at the brother-in-law's place yesterday. He's never been a Nathan Lyon fan. Uh-huh. Never been a Nathan Lyon fan. And sort of disparaging remarks. Ah, well, see if he can bowl us to victory. If he doesn't get 5 today, he should give it up. Hand his keys in. Well, Nathan Lyon finishes with 6 for 128 off 42.5 overs. He now has 446 test wickets at 31.91. His strike rate is 65. He's 35 years of age. Is Nathan Lyon a great bowler? Is Nathan Lyon a great bowler? Or does he get wickets part of a foursome that, you know, he's always had very good fast bowlers around him? Where does he rank? The figures are great. The average may be a little bigger than what you expect next to a great bowler. But is Nathan Lyon a great bowler? Let us know what you think. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Throw that question at you, James. Is Nathan Lyon a great bowler?
I think he is, Vossie. I think it probably depends on what generation you grew up watching cricket. So a whole generation was spoilt with Shane Warne straight into Stuart McGill, and they had these expectations of Australian spinners that were almost unattainable after they retired. And for the next generation who didn't maybe see or appreciate as much the Shane Warne era, they grew up with Nathan Lyon and they call him the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
So he's off spinner. The leg spinner's more...
It's more exciting, isn't it?
It's exciting. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Rips the ball. Nathan Lyon doesn't rip it.
No.
So is that part of it? Now, just comparing him with Warney in terms of strike rate. Shane Warne's average, by the way, was 25.41 for his 708 test wickets. But his strike rate was a wicket every 57 balls. On that basis, if you just look at strike rate, Nathan Lyon's not that far behind. It's a wicket every 65 balls in his test career. Warney's was one every 57. So that sort of is a strong part of the argument. But you can have your say. We love our cricket. We love debating cricket. Is Nathan Lyon a great bowler? Now, briefly, other sport, not a great day for Australians at the Australian Open Golf yesterday. A lot of crashing and burning. Polish player Adrian Mronk winning the men's. South African golfer Ashley Buhai winning the women's. The NBL... Ben Rossley, our producer, is coming today raving about a day at the Kings at Kudos Bank Arena. He's worn the purple in today. He's got the whole gear on. He's a Kings man now. He hadn't been to the NBL for a long time watching it live. And yesterday he's gone out there and he said to me, his quote was, "When James is old enough, I'm going to take him every week." His little fella James is now a king for life without him knowing. So the Kings is still a great day or night out. James, do you back that up? The NBL?
Well, I've never been to a live game, to be honest, was he?
There we go.
Yeah. Kings home ground, is that out at Homebush?
Home court.
Yeah.
Home court. That's it. Get with the language, home please. Ground, yeah. You're the wrong person to ask that, obviously.
Yeah, I am.
But 97-78 over the Adelaide 36ers, if there's listeners out there who went along to the Kings, talk it up. Sell the product to people like James, how good the day and night out is at Kudos Bank Arena, and the Kings are back top of the table. So there's a few things to talk about. The cricket, Nathan Lyon, the football, the Socceroos, and the World Cup, and any predictions want to go in from here. Best defeats, best efforts by an Australian side when defeated. Give us some examples this morning on the text 0457 736 736. And you can call the McDonald Jones open line, or the open line, 1300 01 1170. This is Breakfast with Vossie. That's the missile. He's got a little bit of monkeypox, but he'll battle through because he is an elite sportsman, one of the best. It is Vossie and the missile. Brandy's done and dusted for the year. Q's in the rack. Done. Greg Alexander, he'll be back next year. Now, James, let's rip into some texts nice and early. 27 and a half minutes after 6 in New South Wales, 27 and a half after 5 in Queensland, James. Text line.
Yeah, opening the batting today, Vossi, you've got Mark. He says Argentina would be the team he wants to win now, because if they win, we would get knocked out by the world champs, just like Italy in 2006. That bit of hope, maybe one day.
Yeah, okay, all right. So I'm not hopping on the Argentina bus.
No, I don't like him being by Argentinians, so I'm off it.
It was quite a goal, wasn't it, Lionel Messi? Let's give credit where it's due. That was a pretty amazing goal. And you saw Graham Arnold's reaction. No! We can't give him half a second, because look what he can do. Really special goal. I've always thought that a coach's sole job is making a team better than the sum of its parts. On that criteria, Graham Arnold has surely announced himself as one of the best coaches in Australian sporting history, says Tim. A wrap for Graham Arnold.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Tim. This one from Jody from the Lake. Hey, fellas, looking forward to another week of fun on SEN. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I did do my Aussie duty and I watched the game on the weekend. Great effort by the Aussie squad, but if soccer wants to get more fans, they need to get rid of these ridiculous diving to try and get penalties. The game could be way better without that rubbish. Have a good one, boys.
Oh, yeah, I please. Agree. I mean, it is, yes, I had to explain that a few times. That last one where the goalkeeper went down when he wouldn't have knocked a maggot off a chop.
Yeah.
And he's gone down like he's dead. He's in pain. I mean, it's embarrassing.
They're too
Seriously,
far gone, though, aren't they?
How can you do it if you're... Just if you're a player, how can you do it? How can you act like that, like you are just rolling around like you've just had your spleen and your kidney ruptured, and then you get up 10 seconds later and you're good as gold? How can you do that?
Very embarrassing.
Oh, anyway, I'm with Jody of the Lake. This one, he's not a great bowler, he's the GOAT. We're talking about Nathan Lyon. Two games that come to mind, Australia versus England at the MCG when Thompson and Border nearly got us over the line. Yeah, these are great defeats. These are very good examples. When Thompson and Border nearly got us over the line, and the Adelaide Test against the West Indies when McDermott was caught with two balls remaining and Border blowing up in the change room. Yeah, I remember that one too, caught behind and just a little nibble on it. Yeah, they're very good examples there from Drew of great Australian defeats, both from cricket. And the greenkeeping rooster says, morning, Vossie and Missile. Nathan Lyon is absolutely a great bowler. His record stands up in any era because off-spin bowling is a tough gig in Australian conditions, and he sure does give it a rip because of the drop he gets on the ball, the greenkeeping rooster. So well done putting the case forward. And he's out on the mower this morning. I need to get some tips from the greenkeeping rooster. If you got time to ring, did a lot of whippersnippering on the weekend, James. And bloody hell, the reel kept on breaking. Like sometimes I only get 30 seconds out of the reel. Other times you get like 10 minutes out of it. How does that work? I'm dropping the reel in the bucket of water to make it supple and make it a bit softer. But the whippersnipper, what a pain in the ass when it keeps on snapping.
I haven't heard that. Get the screwdriver I haven't out, heard the water trick
place
before.
A little bit of thread. Through it again?
Yeah, it's a punishing. Pain in the bum.
Punishing. Must have changed it 100 times. Greenkeeping rooster to help. Jay the Bookman's there with a joke. This is the last week for the year for Jay. We'll call this the 5 days of Janus. 5 days of Janus. Remember, there's a J at the front of that. The 5 days of Janus. Jay, what's your joke on day five? Or is it one? I don't know. Where you go?
Yeah, Vossie, I hope this doesn't affect you with your Mr. Voss candles range, but I don't know if you saw that story on the news about the candle factory that burnt to the ground. No one did anything to quell the fire. Everyone just gathered around and sang happy birthday.
Right, okay. Thanks, Jay. That's the start of the 5 days of Janus. No reaction from James?
That wasn't up there. It was one of his best. I'm worried for the next 4 days now.
All right. No, Jay's there. Lovely plug for Mr. Voss candles as well. Great Christmas idea. It is time for the news. Well done, Vanessa. Well done. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Their phone number is 1-800-848-848. Now, this is the part of the show where you can have your say. Text us on 0457-736-736 or give us a call on the open line 1300-01-1170. We should mention also this morning the supercars yesterday. So down in Adelaide, gee, they had big crowds. It was, things are back to normal, James. Things are back to normal. And the last sort of day of Holden and getting the victory. And rookie Brock Feeney, he calls it a life-changing day, getting a victory there, outlasting Chas Mostart. So to take Holden's last ever win at the Adelaide 500.
Who do they replace Holden with?
It's a great question.
Yeah, so is it just Ford versus Ford next season? Or I may be a little bit ignorant. I don't watch a lot of
V8s.
But Datsuns, or is it the Camrys? The Toyota Camry enters next year?
Toyota Camry, yeah, we'll get all of that. But anyway, that's part of it, James. Well done. and the Sheffield Shield New South Wales lost again. Seriously. I've got a quiz question for you, James. This is for $1.7 million if you get the answer.
Oof.
Okay? Cash. $1.7 million. Okay. That was Sheffield Shield action yesterday. That was the sixth round of Sheffield Shield completed yesterday, and New South Wales lost to Victoria in another couple of games there. Queensland drew with WA, and South Australia beat Tasmania, right? So they've all played six matches.
Yep.
For $1.7 million, give me the date of the next game in the Sheffield Shield competition.
Okay, so the 5th of December today, I will say the 12th of December.
9th of February.
Okay.
So there's no Sheffield Shield. There is no first in a cricket summer. We now go over 2 months without any domestic first-class cricket.
It's like a university holiday, isn't it? One of those big long end of semester.
Two months. 2 month break in the competition. Now it's all Big Bash and a bit of Marsh Cup thrown in, and that's it. So the Shield just goes into hibernation. How do you get a competition like that? No continuity. Anyway, so the $1.7 million. There's a text come through, that length of time sounds like a brandy holiday. Thank you for that text there. At 24 minutes to 7, all right, back into text. James, I'll let you read out the reptile.
The reptile says, Vossi, 5 days of Janus. What comes at the end? Crap Kringle? Could well be.
Yeah, thank you. This one from Jace. Morning, boys. Messi is now my third favourite Lionel, behind Lionel Rose and Lionel Richie. Hello. It's me you're looking for. There we go. So Lionel Messi, you'd be really pleased to hear that. Or is it Lionel? Is he Lionel or is he Lionel? I think he's a Lionel.
Lionel. Yeah, different. Yeah. Different. Martin, yeah. Good morning, team. The live sites for the Socceroos were unbelievable. There was incredible support for our national team. What I'd really like to see now is people getting out to A-League games. It's so important to keep the momentum going leading up to next year's Women's World Cup. Look, I can get around the World Cup, Martin. A-League, it's just, you're pushing your luck there.
That's a good question Martin's just thrown out there. So he's hoping that it will. There's a question for you, listening right now. Has the effort of the Socceroos inspired you to say, damn, I'm going to go to an A-League game? I don't think I've heard anyone say that.
No.
Well, why is that?
Because it was quite a few players in that Australian team who play in the A-League.
Yes. But it doesn't want to make you go and watch football live. You're happy just to soak in the national. But no, the A-League, yeah, it's a problem, isn't it? Outback Jack helping us on the supercars. It's Ford Mustang versus Chevrolet Camaro next year. James?
That sounds like an American series, doesn't it? The Ford Mustangs versus the Chevrolet Camaros.
Nice. Crowd total for the cricket over the 5 days, he says, 42,000. Crowd total for the supercars in Adelaide over 4 days, 252,000.
Wow.
Cricket Australia have a problem. I think you might have undercut that too. I think I read somewhere 258,000, to be honest. Adelaide was just pumping, absolutely pumping. Yeah, I've got... Yeah, I think it was 258. Anyway, who's going to fight over those figures? This massive figures, over a quarter of a million, put it that way, went along to the supercars. Dead set, Saturday's crowd at the cricket, those aerial shots, and there's some beautiful drone shots and what have you. I reckon I had time in the high shot to count everyone. That's how few there were. I reckon 2,000 people tops.
Do you think?
And the game was still, like, there was a lot to look forward to. Australia was batting.
Yeah.
2,000 people on a Saturday.
As far as Test match cricket goes, and, you know, I'm a casual cricket fan, but probably the only two Test matches that really get me up and going these days would be the Ashes, obviously, but India, when they come out to tour. Sometimes I struggle to get excited about a team like the West Indies, and there's so much cricket to watch that you're not hanging out to see the Test match cricket. We've just been spoiled by a full World Cup of 2020 cricket. Heaps more to come this summer. So we're almost, there's so much cricket to take in that the Test seems like it's the first one that suffers.
Now, look, just for cracking, big news for England fans. England, an absolutely clinically beautiful goal scored against Senegal. They've gone 1-0 up. All of our updates thanks to Kraken, like a leading keeper. With Kraken, your crypto is in good hands. Kraken.com. It really was a slick goal by England. 1-0 up, and now one step closer to playing France in the quarterfinals. France beating Poland earlier today, 3-1. Be worried about you, James. I think you're a bit down. I think you've been a test. You've got something. A bit down on the supercars, a bit down on the basketball, a bit down on the cricket.
Yeah. I'm up for the soccer, though. There is one person, Vossi, sitting here in the studio, absolutely death-riding England this morning.
Mm. Yeah, let's bring
and that in. Is Scottish producer Mark.
Hey, hello. Mark. How you going, Mark?
Yeah, doing... Well, I was good up until about a couple of minutes ago. my favourite team, the best team in the world, the mighty Senegal, just happened to be losing now.
How cool a dude is the manager of Senegal? Have you ever seen a cooler dude on the sideline of a football game?
Yeah,
the dreadlock and the cap. Yeah. That's a look. Now, Mark, just want your opinion on diving, because you did share some thoughts with us during the last ad break, and I think we should share it with our listeners. So your thoughts, your overview of diving in football?
Yeah, if I think that if the players can get away with it, they should do it as much as they can, personally. I don't think it's they don't have a big enough fine against diving, and it's easy to get away with and time-wasting. So why not? Like, it's within the rules. You don't get a booking or you don't get sent off for diving as much. It's easier to get away with. If you're at the World Cup and it means the difference between getting to the quarterfinals or not is taking a dive for a penalty,
no, but it's not so much just the diving. It's the rolling around in pain, Mark, that I have a problem with. I think James does too. It's carrying on like an absolute knob. On the ground.
You're trying to sell it to the referee. That's what it is. It's a bit embarrassing, but like you do what you can to get the free kick, to get the penalty. That's what I think.
Who's the worst country for diving? Is it the South Americans?
Yeah, South Americans. South are Americans. Bad in general. Yeah. Portugal.
I've seen
Portugal,
Neymar do a few shockers where he Neymar's throws bad. Himself around.
Yeah.
No, Portugal's head up over the head. Embarrassing, Mark. Thank you for that input. Really valuable. Yeah, good thoughts. Have your say on what Mark's just saying. You know, he's going to be a new segment we're trialling today. You can fire back at the Scotsman. That's what we're going to call it. Is the Scotsman talking shite? That's the segment. There's the name I've made up on the run. Yes or no? It is 17 minutes or 18 minutes to 7, roundabout 18 minutes to 6 in Queensland. This is Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile on the Home of Sport, SEN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.